following our show this afternoon, Fletch, as it is most days. It's Sports Day. It is your wonderful guests, Gary and Scott. G'day, Gary and Scott.
Thank you very much, Sugar and Brian.
How are you, mate?
Oh, really, good, we're really Joel. Good. We're really good. I'm reeling a little bit from last night's maths episode. I don't know whether you guys, Fletch, you and your wife Britt would be maths fans, I would think.
I've walked out on it. It was my birthday yesterday, so we didn't watch any maths.
Oh, happy birthday, Brian.
Thank you, boys. Mm. Thank you very much.
36.
Yeah. So, it's me, Josh, and Britt Morris. I was going to say, I dropped off maths last week.
Okay. And what forced you to drop off, Brian?
It's not. It's stage.
Frustration.
No, it's just stage.
Well, you've gone
now.
The long haul, and you've dropped out at the last month.
Yeah, I know. I'm all
it's
in, boys.
Staged,
don't worry about that.
And when I found out that Belinda and Patrick were actors, I'm gone off. It's a bit like us. Like we're acting here.
They're not like the 12-year-old one that dresses in the little fairy costumes.
Yep.
They're not actors.
She's an actor.
Surely they're not.
They are show-ups.
Show-up actor.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
What do you know, boys?
Well, there's huge news up here, of course. Everyone was anticipating it, the dropping of Anthony Milford from the Brisbane Broncos. I think it's a really good call by Kevvy Walters. I don't know what you guys think. And when you guys played, was there a coach that dropped any of the big players, the key players in a side?
I think Terry Hill might have got dropped once upon a time. That was pretty big at the Tigers. I'm pretty certain that happened.
Was that just for spinning when he talked or for actually what he did on the field?
I remember Gus, when I was first at the Chooks.
I knew there'd be a Gus story.
No, yeah. Gus dropped Craig Salvatore.
Did he?
Which was...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was not... People weren't very happy with that.
He could be very angry and he wouldn't have taken that real well, Salvo, would he?
No, and considering, like... During those early 90s, Salvo was the man. Mm. He was like underage. Mm. He used to kick goals, kick for touch.
Skipper.
Do everything. He was a skipper. Gus came in and, shoved Salvo down to reserve grade with me, which was fun as.
Hey, Badge.
I remember Chris O'Sullivan was, he got moved. Ivan Henjak got put into halfback and Chris O'Sullivan being the original halfback at the Raiders from day one. So he always wore the number 7. He didn't get dropped. He just got put to 5'8". Spat the dummy.
Oh.
Went to Donnie. Wayne Bennett made the decision. We went to Donnie Ferner, who was co-coach, and Donnie did a deal. He said, well, you've got to play 5'8", but I'll let you wear the number 7. So for the rest of the year, he wore number 7 at 5'8".
Hey,
that was his jersey.
Did you play with the javelin, Mark Bell?
Yep. Belly, good player.
I played in a reserve grade semi-final with the javelin at the Dragons.
Yep.
And he's brought us all in. He said, righto, boys. He said, big game. He said, pressure.
Sounds like Matt Nabel.
He said, boys. It's a lot of pressure in these games. When the ball gets kicked to you, you've got to catch it. When they're running at you, you've got to make the tackles. It's just got to get it done, boys, all the one percenters. Anyway, first kick of the game, crossfield kick, the javelin dropped it, right? The next set of the game, line break, ran through the javelin. I thought, oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was one of those days.
Hey, boys, I've got a question for you guys. Just a bit of spitballing here, talking about the Broncos. Mm. There's rumours down here that Adam Reynolds may have agreed to, that's what I'm hearing, with the Broncos. Don't know, it hasn't been signed. Definitely no contract signed. Would you take the gamble now,
Tyson,
on grabbing Sean Johnson, because he's off contract, at the Broncos, getting him cheaper before he comes back?
At the Broncos or at the Bunnies?
At the Broncos.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, so he's coming back. He's coming back from an his Achilles injury. If he comes back and brains it, which I hope he does, because he's a terrific player and terrific bloke. But if you get him now before you get into a game, because the Sharks are just waiting to see how he comes back.
Yeah.
That's what it
looks
like.
Do you think his price tag's dropped, guys, because of the ruptured Achilles and coming back without any form under his belt at the moment?
I think it would be. But I also think the way the game is played now, he would suit this game perfectly.
Absolutely.
Like the way that the rule changes and how fast and quick it is.
He doesn't seem to be as old. He's 30, I think, isn't he? He's 31 this year. He seems to be a bit younger, Sean Johnson, because he looks sharp and whatever. But, well, everyone's talking about Adam Reynolds' age being a deterrent, but he's 30 going on 31
well,
himself,
the Broncos
coming off a bad injury.
Broncos probably, if they're the same age, I'd take Adam Reynolds purely for the fact that he could sit back and he coaches Tom Dearden, teaches him the art of how to play halfback, and Reynolds can play 6, whatever it may be. But also what it does for Kevvy Walters, I believe, is that you've got another coach on the field, and it makes his job a lot easier when you've got a player that's singing from the same hymn sheet.
They lack direction, don't they?
Yeah.
When they're in trouble, they just lack that leadership or direction. They just sort of lose their way. They're all looking at each other. Mm. I'm with you, Sats. I reckon Adam Reynolds would be my first choice.
Yep.
Boys, you know, my issue with the Broncos is the smaller man has come into the game because of the rule changes. However, you can't have too many. I was watching them play last week. There was Dearden next to Tessie New, and I'm thinking, if they present this to the Panthers next week, Kickow will score 5 tries. And they're leaving them short all the time on that side. They need bigger bodies. If I'm the Broncos, I'm going to Penrith saying, guys, give us Brent Naden. He can play fullback up here. But they need bigger bodies, boys. They are a small... I know they've got Jesse Arthurs playing, who's a lot taller this week, but they need just bigger players. By the way, gentlemen...
Corey Oates? Can't get a start.
Well, you just answered the question for me. What's happened to Corey Oates?
Well, he's playing Intrust Super Cup.
He's in their extended squad this week again.
And going well, too. Playing really well. His involvements are great. He's playing like a back row. Still on the wing, but his involvements are great. So I don't know. David Mead's a fine player, but again, I agree with you, Joel. You just need those big bodies, especially when... You know what, when you struggle to score points, and Badge and I were talking about this earlier on, when you struggle to score points, one of your greatest assets can be your tries from kicks, and it's the same amount of points. So when you've got Xavier Coates one side, you've got Corey Oates the other, well, you know, there you go, two men, when you're struggling for points.
You can jag a couple and you're in the game.
And by the way, boys, it's not compulsory to play two halves out on the fringes either side. We're so hardwired into thinking that. You know that Dearden's on that side. Why would you put Dearden in front of Kickow when they play them on Thursday night? You don't have to have him in that position. Why wouldn't you push
him out a bit wider?
Or put a back rower there or something. It's not compulsory to have the halfback defend there. What do you blokes think?
Would you do the jockey like the UK does, where the jockey, the halfback, sits just in behind the...
Yeah. Oh, the old days. That's what Turvey... That was a Turvey's
name. Playing behind, We'll come in when you need it. Hey, lads, I want to talk to you about another bloke from Queensland that's going on. And this has kind of been my comparison or contrast to Anthony Milford, who, on the big money, expected to get the job done most of the time or get his side out of trouble, but hasn't been. And yet Sam Walker, after two games, Fletch, him at the Roosters, what he did in that second half to get the side out of trouble against the Sharks was... Normally reserve that for a much more mature player.
Would he be buying a drink in Bondi at the moment, Sam Walker? Fletch?
No. Yeah. We don't drink beer. We drink turmeric lattes down there. Remember Andrew Johns' debut against South when he scored 24 points, and brained him. And from then on, he just kept going. I think this, considering the opposition and where the situation was, this was more impressive than what Andrew Johns did. The fact that they targeted him in the first half, and he had a pretty tough first half. Mm. But then as an 18-year-old, they're behind 18-4. He did have a little help in the forwards. But then I just found it astonishing that he just went, right, give me the ball.
Unbelievable.
Took on the line, scored, and then threw those two perfectly.
Yeah.
I just thought, for an 18-year-old kid, rather than sitting back and have a lot of head noise from the, as you would as a kid in your first, second game, I just thought that just showed that the class.
He says, I'm going to be the difference. Yeah, the way you finish a game is really important. I think he plays Origin in the next 2 years for Queensland. I think that's how good he is.
Boys, we've got a text through here. This is from Bruce from Park Lee, and he says, this is a social dilemma question that I thought I'd go to you two. So Chappelle Corby gets a start on Dancing with the Stars. How is she a star? She's literally a convicted criminal that served time. She's now out making thousands of dollars while the rest of us that actually follow the law, well, not all of us do that, have to work for average pay. Thoughts?
Ooh. Mm. That's a lot of people
book.
Don't she's like
a best-selling book.
A lot of people don't like her. I've got a soft spot for her.
Really?
Well, when I saw her on, what was the SAS. I thought, she's done a time.
Yeah.
And she didn't say she's a star. Maybe it should be Dancing with the Notorious.
But she's just doing
her best.
Oh, boy.
She's trying to get her life back together.
Just on that, and you spoke about maths earlier, I understand there's a chance of a celebrity maths. Wouldn't that be some viewing?
Oh, that'd be outstanding.
Wouldn't that be outstanding?
You know who goes in? The Candyman. From up here at the Gold Coast.
My son used to wash his cars when he was 15.
Oh,
he used to wash his Lamborghinis and his Rolls Royces.
So it's all
who's Royce the one that you don't like this time round? What's your call of the Horsehead or Beck. Yeah. Who would you want to line her up with? Rebecca Judd. Footballer?
She does look like Rebecca Judd, doesn't she? Yeah. She goes out with the AFL. She's married to the AFL player Ryan at the moment.
Not Ryan.
No, I'm with Sam.
Jake.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? In his day, I would have liked to match her with Craig Greenhill, Knuckles, former Queensland front rower.
What a champion!
Oh, you know what? He'd sort her out.
Oh yes.
I'm not going there.
Oh dear. But I'm with you. I'm not huge on
first man sent off in Origin.
Yeah.
You wouldn't mess with Knuckles.
No.
I used to love when he got on the drink and he would wear. He'd go out. Remember, he had the neck brace. Yeah. He'd be out on the town with the neck brace on.
That's right.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Hey, boys, who's coming up on the show?
We're talking to Brent Tate, actually, just about all things, how the Cowboys are going as well, whether Adam Reynolds will be a good signing for the North Queensland Cowboys, another club that probably needs a real leader around the halves. Talk about also the State of Origin eligibility rules. Andrew Abdo said not touching them, remaining how they are. We're going to talk about... Yeah, he's a great Origin player himself.
And Matty Renshaw, great Queenslander, because the Bulls they're hosting New South Wales in the Shield final as of Thursday. It's at Allan Border Field up in Brisbane. We're going to catch up with Matty Renshaw.
Top run score, Valletta.
Yeah. I was thinking I can't wait to see Divinito come out in the second innings. Michael Divinito. Jamie Siddons, all the greats.
Andy Bickles. Going to come back again.
Flying in.
Oh, Cracker Holdsworth.
Yeah. Jeez, what about his?
He could sling
his
in.
Action.
Yeah. Oh, outstanding.
It's frightening.
Oh, Richard Cheekwee, one of the greats.
Was he a drummer or a guitar player?
No, that was Shane.
He was in the band.
Six and Out.
He was in the band.
Oh, he's in the same band.
Yeah. Can't bowl and you can't throw and you...
Hey, we're six and out as well, boys. We've got to move on. But
we'd let you go.
Josh Maguire, he's the big news, of course. But we've got Jared Wallace coming up. So looking forward to that. And Shawnee Ormerod from
Sports. So his dad's nickname was the Beanbag. I played with his dad all through juniors.
Jared Wallace?
His dad's Craig's nickname was the Beanbag.
Ask him about that.
And so Jared's nickname when he came into grade was Whoopee Cushion.
Yes.
Ask him about that.
Okay. Well, we're speaking of the cushion. Looking forward to that.
It's a bit like Matty Sears. Matty Sears was the kid at North Sydney. Benny Eichen come along. He was the fetus.
Is that right?
Fetus gerulitis.
All right, boys. Cleaner one, though. I was going to say Glenn Lazarus was the brick with eyes, and these young bloke used to come to training with him. They called him Paver.
Hey, boys, just before Brooksy's off the bit. We've got to go.
All right. See ya.
We'll chat to you later.
See ya.